With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former U.S. Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut has died. Lisa Dwyer reports.
Senator Lieberman nearly won the vice presidency on the Democratic ticket with Al Gore in the disputed 2000 election.
Your choice is clear. Al Gore and I are the guys who are ready to do the job.
Lieberman was the first Jewish candidate on a major party's presidential ticket. The Democrat turned independent, was never shy about veering from the party line. Republican Senator John McCain was leaning strongly towards choosing Lieberman for the Republican ticket as the 2008 GOP convention neared, but he chose Sarah Palin at the last minute. Lieberman was 82 years old. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNNews.com, officials in Baltimore say they've recovered bodies of two of the missing workers on the Francis Scott Key Bridge when it collapsed. Maryland Governor Wes Moore said efforts will now shift to salvage and recovery. NTSB boarded the ship that crashed into the bridge. They recovered the voyage data recorder. National Transportation Safety Board Chair Jennifer Homendy says a hazmat investigator identified 56 containers of hazardous materials. The containers hold 764 tons of hazardous materials that include mostly corrosives, flammables, and miscellaneous Class 9 hazardous materials that would include lithium-ion batteries. Some of the hazmat containers had been breached, and they said there was a sheen on the water, which state and local authorities are aware of and investigating. There were 23 people aboard the dolly at the time of the collision, 21 crew members and two pilots. During the briefing, Homendy said data recorders they have access to are considered basic compared to a commercial plane. This is SRN News. On this Wednesday of Holy Week, some Americans are focusing only on Easter holiday traditions and candy sales, but most Christians around the world are preparing for the observance of Good Friday in just 2 days. Even so, Dr. Jeremiah Johnston, author of the new book, Body of Proof, says some Christians need to be reminded about the documented truth of Jesus' resurrection.
Why did St. Paul have to remind the Corinthians of the gospel? Because it's so easy to forget. And then he gives evidence that Jesus Christ died according to the scriptures, that he was buried, and that he rose again on the third day. And that is essential. How central is the resurrection of Jesus Christ? Well, there are 260 chapters in the New Testament. We have 300 mentions of the resurrection of Jesus. We need to recover a resurrection-centric faith because every Sunday is Easter Sunday for the Christian.
This is SRN News. Correspondent Seth Sutel reports U.S. stocks ticked higher on Wednesday, with Trump Media and Technology Group continuing a major climb.
Stocks broke out of a three-day lull on Wall Street and closed at another record high. The S&P 500 added 0.9% Wednesday, beating the all-time high it set last week. The Dow rose 477 points. That's about 1.2%. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.5%. The Dow and the Nasdaq closed just short of their own records. Merck rose 5%. The big drug maker helped push the market higher after winning federal approval for its treatment of a rare disease affecting blood vessels. Trump Media and Technology Group rose 14.2%. It was the second day of trading for the parent company of former President Donald Trump's social media platform, Truth Social. Seth Sutel, New York.
Dollar Tree raising its prices again. In an earnings call, the company said it would add hundreds of new items, but at higher price points. More details at SRNNews.com.